Well, New South Wales Health says it may have identified a fifth case of the Omicron COVID-19 variant in that state. While scientists around the world are still working to understand this new variant, the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has ordered a review of the timing for COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. But already, a network of independent Australian experts established in the wake of the pandemic has recommended bringing vaccine booster shots 4 months forward in response to this new development. Karina Powers is with the Australian Medical Association in WA and a member of this so-called AusSAGE group. Karina Powers, thanks for your time today. Why do you say we need a three-dose vaccination strategy as soon as possible?
Because the waning is appearing about 2 months after the second dose, and if we don't treat this disease as needing three vaccines to be fully vaccinated, we are going to have increased pressure on our hospital systems, and we just cannot afford to have that.
The UK has decided that the gap between second vaccine doses and boosters will be halved from 6 months to three. What do you say should happen here?
That's a great idea. The earlier we can bring our boosters in, the better. It will save our workforce, and we also need to look at vaccinating our younger children. That will prevent some of the school outbreaks that have been happening. Obviously, we've had hundreds of outbreaks in schools in the east, and it would be very good to try and prevent our children and their families, and thereby the workers who live in those families, having their lives affected.
I read the suggestion that this SAGE group you're a part of is suggesting that these shots, these boosters, should be given at 2 months after the last vaccine was hit. Why is that suddenly okay to reduce the time between doses when previously we've been told we need to wait longer for maximum effect or efficacy? What are people to make of the changing advice?
This is our recommendation, and I understand that Australia has more than enough vaccine to be able to cope with boosters and still issue their first and second doses. It's a good prevention measure for helping prevent disease in the community.
So it doesn't matter how long the gap is?
I would say it's very reasonable to have it from 2 months and onwards.
The variant is said to perhaps have the capacity to evade the existing vaccines. You say the government here needs to urgently negotiate for Omicron-matched booster shots. So these would be, what, ones that address the mutations of this variant?
Correct.
And how confident are you that that can happen anytime soon?
I understand that those pharmaceutical companies are currently working on it, and it may take them weeks to months, but they will achieve it.
They will achieve it?
I believe so, yes. With the mRNA vaccines, it's possible, yes.
Might this be required then every time we get what is determined to be a variant of concern?
Yes, I would say that's a good idea. We can then match our vaccines exactly as we need them.
Do you think there's public acceptance or enthusiasm for that sort of process?
Well, unfortunately, it's what we will need to do in the interim until we come up with a vaccine that provides a cover regardless of variant, which I'm hopeful one day may happen.
It started off being two doses. It's now sort of seen as a three-dose tactic. Is there also a suggestion that we might, as you say, need to get something every time we get a slight variation, or are you actually more likely expecting us to just need something like another dose every year?
I think it's too early to say. I think at this stage we would need to look at each variant as it came along and see whether it needed a further cover. One would hope that three vaccines could well be enough, but that's going to be a case of time will tell. Current variant, Omicron, is being looked at to see if it's really affected by escaping the vaccine cover, and we need to wait for that data.
This all comes, of course, as parts of the country start to relax many pandemic measures. The New South Wales government's updated roadmap sees some masks and QR codes reduced or abandoned by December 15 or sooner. Do they need to rethink that?
Absolutely. It's very important that we assist our contact tracers by having all digital methods, including the QR codes, and keeping on testing people.
Is it a bit too early to be saying all of that?
No. Once the disease gets out in the community, it can cause a severe impact on individuals and our health system, and we're still that's still being assessed.
We heard a WHO representative in Johannesburg a little earlier on the program who said the travel restrictions many countries have put in place just aren't justified. What's your view?
I think it's very hard for people in countries where suddenly other countries close their border to them. And that's why it's been so important that Australia develop their own air-gapped quarantine and border processes and testing, with PCR testing as well for incoming travellers, so that we have a good way of controlling disease entering the country without having to be as severe as shutting borders. For the moment, I understand the government closing the border to certain countries because we just still need to develop some of these protective controls.
It's early days as we investigate this variant, but do you have any sympathy for the view that this could perhaps represent what we all wanted, a highly transmissible, less harmful version of COVID that would maybe allow us all to live with it and get on with life?
I wouldn't support that view. Unfortunately, this disease, we still have a lot to learn about it. There's conditions like long COVID, even experienced by people with mild disease. And also it has impacts on those who weren't able to get vaccinated for medical reasons or have had waning immunity for whatever reason. It's not fair for those individuals. We should leave no one behind and make sure we have adequate controls throughout the community to look after them, including ventilation, masks, safe indoor air, and testing and tracing.
Karina Powers, thanks for joining us. The Australian Medical Association in WA and a member of that AusSage expert group, giving us her view of exactly what needs to occur to combat this new COVID variant.